Hello, everyone. Welcome to Science Unscripted. It's Connor here.
And Gabe.
You know, we've said before, your emails, they change the direction of our show. They inform some of the questions we ask or some of the research that we pursue. And in this week, in a very big way.
Yeah, we got an email from a listener with one word in it, boring.
And that was
boring.
The whole email.
That was the only word, boring, with an exclamation point, and also boring was spelled with, I believe, 11 R's.
So more like boring. And linked in that email was a link to Spotify, a podcast platform that we're on, and it was related to one particular episode that we put out a while back. We had asked all of you, our listeners, to give us some feedback on, you know, the extent to which we should continue doing COVID-19 exclusive coverage or whether you wanted us to open the show up to other science topics. And we got a ton of feedback, overwhelming amount of feedback. And we read that aloud in a podcast because we thought all of you should know how people felt and where we stood on things. And that was the one that this listener, this listener heard that one and with a link to it, wrote us back and said, boring.
We love it when you get in touch. And this one as well. I mean, I found that email quite funny, to be honest, kind of boring.
What did you wrote back to that?
I wrote back. I was like, thank you very much. Mentioned his name. We have gotten in touch with him.
We called him.
We called the guy. And he asked that the recording of that talk not be included in this show and also that we not mention his name. Anyways, we just wanted to hear from him what he found boring about the show. And he said one thing that was really to the point. He just said it wasn't a good use of my time.
Mm-hmm. And to be fair to us, in this case, the episode that he did listen to, this was a guy who's interested in science and then he comes to our podcast. And in that very unique episode,
well, there wasn't anything in it.
There wasn't any direct science information. It was a feedback episode. So yeah, that one didn't work for him, but it got us generally interested in
the psychological concept of boredom.
What is boring? What does it mean to be bored?
Yeah, and is there a link between being bored yourself, being bored, and finding something else boring?
And amazingly, it turns out that there's not just new research on boredom,
but out of Germany,
and it's connected to the coronavirus pandemic.
At the University of Konstanz right now, at the Sport University of Konstanz, the psychology department, they have done a study on what boredom does to people in a pandemic. And what they've found is that people are more likely to break social distancing rules or the containment measures if you are bored.
Science Unscripted.
So, hi, my name is Vanya Wolf. I'm a PhD in psychology and I work in a sports psychology department in the University of Konstanz in South of Germany. And my research centers broadly on boredom and self-control and how this affects our behavior. And this, we have used this knowledge and this theorizing to understand how people act or try to predict how people act in the current COVID-19 pandemic.
And Vanya, from what I understand, I've read a little bit about the experiments that you're conducting down in Konstanz. Boredom has a real effect on people in the pandemic right now. It means that they're less likely to follow the rules?
Well, that's what our data tells us, and that's also what our theoretical models would predict, because boredom is a signal telling you that you should do something else. And in lockdown, you don't have much else to do that's legal, actually.
Vanya, why exactly does a bored person, or why is that person who is bored more likely to break the rules than someone who isn't bored?
And which rules?
Yeah. So boredom in itself is not something negative. Boredom is just a sensation that tells you that what you're currently doing is not kind of rewarding enough or is not really worth or meaningful enough to warrant your full attention. And this is thought to kind of generate a urge or a drive to do something else. But for many of the behaviors we are used to be doing and like to engage in, we are not allowed to do them at the moment. Therefore, boredom is kind of more likely to motivate behaviors that should not be done given the current situation.
So meeting up with, you know, in large groups of people or having people into your home when you shouldn't, or, I don't know, not wearing the face mask?
Exactly. Well, we would expect probably that, especially the social distancing, this kind of thing where you're not meeting people that you probably usually do. There's research showing that people who get bored, they are their brain responds much stronger to rewards than if they're not bored. So you searching out rewards and being in groups or with your friends is quite a rewarding thing for many. So this is what makes this pandemic such a tough task for people.
And when we're bored, do we lose our sense of self-control a little bit, or do we get lazy? What exactly happens?
Well, that's really at the core of what we are working on. So we find very often that people who are very good at self-control are less likely to get bored as well. So there seems to be an inverse relationship. If you're bored, but you still believe you should follow the rules, for example, because you are convinced that these are good and also these are the laws, you probably need a lot of self-control to stick to these rules and to fight the urge, the strength of this change in behavior that your boredom tries to tell you that you should do something else, because we don't really like to apply self-control. That's what people don't enjoy.
What would the evolutionary argument for our predisposition toward boredom be? Is it that it's a signal to our body that you're not doing enough and you shouldn't just lie around all the time? It's almost like, why do we have that sensation in us when, in fact, it would be fine to just lie around, wouldn't it?
Well, I wouldn't think so. There's computational research showing that also intelligent machines, they learn better and faster if they can get bored, because in a world where you don't have a meter or a signal that tells you that you're not learning or acquiring enough new information, new interesting things, you might actually get stuck in a corner without being able to move out and explore new things. And so the idea is that boredom is a very, very important feature or factor in driving exploration behavior as opposed to exploitation behavior, where we just stick with the same thing. We need also to have something that helps us to switch at a point when the rewards we are getting for what we're doing, whatever these rewards might be, are not sufficient enough anymore. And therefore, this should pose a very strong evolutionary reason for the capability to get bored.
Vanya, how long have you been studying boredom?
I think we've gotten interested in boredom, my colleagues, like in the last 1.5 years, really.
Isn't it a paradox to find boredom fascinating? Like, how does that work?
Yeah, I have no idea. But maybe it's what makes it maybe not that much a paradox is that it's just a sensation that is probably incredibly useful for us and incredibly important. And if we don't understand what it's actually telling us, we might not be utilizing it in a way that is adaptive and efficient for ourselves and for everyone. So I think this is what makes it so fascinating. It's like pain, which is telling us that we should probably stop what we're doing at the moment. It's also a very important sensation. And therefore, I think understanding what boredom is telling us and how we can utilize it in an efficient way, an adaptive way, that's what makes it fascinating. Yeah?
We have listeners all around the world, and I'm quite certain that one of them is listening to this right now, and he or she is bored, and I hope it's not because of the content. It's because because of the pandemic, and we are temporarily filling that boredom. However, soon this podcast will end, and he or she will be bored again. What's your advice for our listeners around the world to fill in those holes, to make their boredom go away?
Well, that's the tough question, huh? I mean, if we see what makes boredom more likely, for example, situations that are lacking in meaning or situations that make it hard for us to engage our attention, I would suggest that one should really focus on finding things that have meaning, but also see the meaning in what we are currently doing, namely everyone is kind of trying to do his or her job to contain the effects of the pandemics, which is in a sense actually a very, very meaningful activity, but the rewards might not kind of come in as quick as directly as we would probably hope. And also, work with contingency plans to think how, what can you do if you get bored? I mean, if you're bored, you must not go out and meet friends in a big group. Maybe there are other things you could do that could act as a substitute, or even picking up something new, because maybe you actually find something interesting, or hobby or exercise that is actually valuable, and you might actually get something out of the whole situation. But it's probably a very tough situation, because many things we love to do, we cannot do.
And that was Vanya Wolf of the University of Konstanz in southern Germany. If you want to read the actual study, it's called Too Bored to Bother: Boredom as a Potential Threat to the Efficacy of Pandemic Containment Measures. That's in English, so you can check that out if you want.
Yeah, one thing we talked to Vanya about after that interview, he, when he exercises, He does a lot of it. He tends to go on bike rides that are roughly 250 kilometers. That's about 150 miles. And that's kind of a weird or interesting intersection of exercise and boredom combined. I think that's where his two fields and areas of interest really merge into one, because that's a lot of time to be staring at the road.
Yeah, we got to talking to him on a personal level, how he deals with boredom. He said with endurance sports, which they themselves are incredibly boring.
Very interesting stuff from him. Also, again, special thanks to our listener out there who not only took the time to write that boring email to us, but also answered the phone and talked to us for about, 5-7 minutes about why he felt that way. We do appreciate all of your feedback, even if it's, the brutally honest kind.
And if you find this show boring, please tell us why, so that we can amend it so that it's not.
Yeah, that's su@dw.com. And if you add your phone number, just know we might call you.